Dr. Dave. He's not a real doctor, but he likes to play one on the radio. And now, your host for Computer Talk, Dr. Dave.
So we're talking about the first guilty plea and and finding on the part of the mega upload criminal case, copyright infringement case, Andres Nam, an Estonian living in the Netherlands, I guess, and how he pled guilty and is going to serve about a year and a day in prison, federal prison in the United States. Now, apparently one of the mistakes he made is he didn't just program this website and set it up, but he also downloaded copyright infringing files. Now, I don't know from a legal perspective how important that was, but just from a sort of a commonsensical perspective, it seems like that was pretty important. Makes it difficult for him to deny copyright infringement intent, because he actually participated in it. And it's interesting how, you know, that situation where he probably, you know, even if he downloaded a whole bunch of stuff, you know, maybe a couple thousand bucks in savings by downloading free files may have cost him huge. But what I find interesting about this and ironic, and I don't know from a legal perspective how important this is, but it seems like it wouldn't be unimportant, is the fact that the Department of Justice, one of the ironies with Mega Upload is when the Department of Justice forced the internet providers to shut them down, they had a huge amount of complaints by Department of Justice employees that they couldn't get to their files that they had stored on Mega Upload. Now, now, I'm not saying that that makes the Department of Justice guilty of copyright infringement, but what it does do is it does perhaps legitimize the idea that this isn't a copy infringement service. You know, by definition, it's not a service that causes copyright infringement. This is about sharing files. Some people are going to violate copyright laws and share them on our service, and we don't like that. Not a whole lot we can do about it. There's legitimate files stored on here, and you guys know that as the Department of Justice because some of them are your files. I would think that potentially that could be a really important concept legally, but maybe not. I have no clue. But just from a commonsensical perspective, don't you find it ironic that the Department of Justice employees stored a, it was a big deal. There were a lot of DOJ employees that were panicked about getting their files back when Mega Upload was shut down. Because that's where they lived. Kim.com, the head guy for Mega Upload, still in New Zealand, and a couple of other co-conspirators or alleged co-conspirators are going to be going through a extradition hearing shortly. Still a couple of other people involved in the Mega Upload website that are yet to be tracked down. Interesting that at one point, Mega Upload accounted for about 4% of the total internet traffic with 50 million daily visitors. That's really a significant number for one website. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Any questions or comments on computers or the internet, give us a call here. I don't know. I really have mixed feelings about that Mega Upload thing. I mean, how much crime do you think is committed on Verizon's cellular system? You know, they have huge millions and millions and millions and millions of customers. How much crime is committed on their system? And does that make the head of Verizon vulnerable to federal prosecution? What's the defining criteria between just having your system being misused and you being a part of that misuse? I don't know. Now, I don't want to give the Mega Upload guys, too much credit. I think, one of the things that happens, especially back then in that time, a big part of the internet was the ability to kind of thumb your nose at the rules and at authority. And I think there was a little bit of that, at least, maybe a lot, on the part of these guys. And maybe they were much more purposeful than I'm giving them credit for in terms of violating the law. And that may be the case, and now it's come back to bite them. But I just wonder, if you're the head of AT&T, how responsible are you for the crime on your network? Think about the millions of people, tens of millions of people that would be on the AT&T or Verizon network. Let's say, one half of 1% are criminal. As the head of that network, what do you do? How liable are you, and what's the criteria for you being innocent or not? I don't know.
That's true.
Maybe we should get a guest on, the legal guest, an expert.
Good point.
That would
Let's call Megan Kelly.
Talk about that.
See if she can have chime in.
Another Apple story. I don't know. It's
what? Another Apple story?
Another Apple story. Let's make it the Apple update.
Ready?
Yep. Actually, do you have any Cheech and Chong? Not the birthday.
Like
not the birthday.
No, I don't.
World a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing.
Well, Apple has made a decision. For years, they have not allowed drug-themed applications on their App Store. And they've gotten a huge number of petitions and what have you, and have recently made the decision to allow marijuana-themed apps on the App Store. But what's interesting about this is no gun-themed stuff. Now, that's really incredible to me. No gun-themed stuff, but drug-themed stuff you can have. I'm not talking about, killing people gun-themed stuff. I'm just talking about gun-themed stuff. An app to figure out the velocity of various cartridges or something. I don't know what apps there would be out there. Not allowed on the App Store for Apple. Now, to me, we talked about the privacy thing and how, once consumers begin to understand how important it is and begin to put heat on the service providers and the product developers, they will respond if they get enough heat. I mean, that's what happened with Apple with the marijuana thing. Mm-hmm. Wasn't allowed. They got a lot of petitions and other feedback. They allowed it. Now, gun owners, gun enthusiasts, Second Amendment people. If you did the same thing with Apple, they might respond. Important to do. And it really is important to do, because what ends up happening is there's a couple of ways to change a culture and change laws. And one of them is through the legislative process. But the other is through the culture. And when you can just, in the culture, make something bad that may or may not really be bad, you don't have to change the legislation. Think about cigarette smoke. Cigarettes are not illegal, but they may as well be. And I don't care what you're saying, and it's not an issue that I am interested in debating whether they're good for you or bad for you. What I'm just saying is that we need to be careful, because we can end up having folks completely change our environment without even having to do legislative stuff. And Apple's in the midst of it. Second hour of Computer Talk with Dave Mason coming up. Don't go away.
1 hour down and one more hour to go. Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
When it comes
back
right down
right
to
this.
The most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.